Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is a great member of our Brain Trust and has been now for a long time. He's the author of a number of books, including all the eBay books, the eBay Answer Business Answer Book, the eBay Tax and Legal Answer Book, and all the way back to Money Hunt, that he co-authored, called 27 Rules for Creating and Growing a Breakaway Business. I've got my own inscribed, hand-delivered copy here. And he's an attorney. We love him anyway. He's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Jim, it was a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back. Hey, thanks for showing up Friday night. We had a great time at dinner.
Oh, we had a great time, man. You talk about laughter. It's amazing, you know.
Folks, we had Cliff was there, and Ruth Sherman. You guys know Ruth. She's been on the show, in fact, last week. Jerry Silberman and his wife were there, and one another brain trust member. We just had a great time there in Midtown, and thank you for showing up.
My pleasure, and half the stuff we talk about actually really happened, you know.
I know, and most of it did. Hey, Cliff, you've been writing quite a bit about different things, and one of the things I want you to talk about was buying things online, like a website, like, you know, different things where you get offers to buy things. You've been cautioning people about this.
Well, let me just tell you about this show. This is something lately now. This is kind of a new thing. I just became aware of this, I want to say about 2 weeks ago. There are people out there who, for their living, are basically developing websites and then flipping them to other people. Just like a construction contractor might take an old beat-up house and build it up and then sell it to a young
yuppie. URL and all.
Right, exactly, and they hand it over as a turnkey operation, and there are people that are doing this, and it's perfectly legal, perfectly legitimate. In fact, I know of at least one business broker in London, of all places, that specializes in these kinds of website sales. But I get calls now from people who say, you know, gee, I've always wanted to have, you know, an e-commerce website. Why should I build it myself? Can I just buy one of these sites and then take it
over? It's probably got an e-commerce platform. It's got a catalog platform and all that kind of stuff.
And a lot of the SEO, the search engine stuff has already been done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very tempting to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Usually the price range is around, you know, $100,000, $125,000, thereabouts. Although some of the sites, if the sites have revenue, are asking for royalty payments.
Wow.
After the deal is done. So you pay $100,000 up front, but then you got to give them like 10% of gross sales for a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. If the site is really successful, some of the sellers are asking.
Now, are these sites where that are homogeneous with what you do, or you just take it, is this a business that's already operating, you're kind of taking over that business?
You're taking over the entire website as a turnkey business.
And in other words, you're talking about like almost like buying a franchise, right?
Yeah, almost exactly
right. In other words, you're not necessarily in that business, but you would like to be.
Right, exactly. And the sites are usually specialized. So one site might have, you know, budget fashion items. Another might have, you know, electronic widgets, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's already got some traffic.
It's already got some traffic, right? And that's, of course, you're buying into a revenue stream that's existing. And so it is attractive to some people. And I have to say, I mean, you know, some of them are better than others. It's just like anything else. Buyer beware, you know, when you buy a business like this. But there are a couple of things I tell my clients to watch out for. When you buy some of these things, because there are, I mean, I won't call them scams, but there are little ways that the sellers sometimes can play around with stuff, and sometimes these sites aren't what you think they are. So, for example, I tell people, watch out for what we call the link farm. Now, this is an old-fashioned terminology, and you remember this. Back in the early days of the Internet, a lot of people set these up where there was a website, but there was no proprietary content. The site was nothing but links to other things. And that's all the site was. We used to call those link farms. And the idea was back then, in the early days of search engines, that you could sometimes, by creating a link form, you could fool a search engine into thinking there was more going on the website than there actually was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most modern search engines like Google have evolved to the point where they can spot a link form, you know, in a minute,
right,
you know,
right,
in 10 seconds.
Right.
But there's still a lot of them out there. When you kick the tires in one of these websites, when you look at the prospectus, there's a little document they prepare which describes what they do. Make sure they've got some content of their own, and they're not just relying on third-party stuff.
They're not aggregating other people's stuff.
Right, exactly. Because what happens there is that a lot of that stuff, once you buy the business and other people find out about it, a lot of that stuff may disappear.
Right.
When I license content to a website, Jim, you know, I mean, obviously yours, you get it
right,
for free, but
yeah,
but a lot of times I charge for this,
yeah,
and I put a clause in my contract saying that in the event there's ever a change of control or whatever, I have the right to decide whether I want to stay with you,
right,
or not.
Right.
So, you know, I can pull my content in a heartbeat if I
be careful, and you might want to check with Cliff Inico before you buy one of those. I'm sure he would help you out with that. And we'll talk about this a little bit more after these messages. Well, our good friend Cliff Inico, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.